from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And you know what, Reggie? I think we will play that audio to go along with it, because right now we're going to bring to you former Ranger, All-Star, MVP, and truth teller of all things baseball. It's Will Clark.
Navarro back to Clark. That is a drive hit well to right center. Toward the bullpen. Back is Diaz. Goodbye. Will Clark with the first Ranger home run in the ballpark in Arlington. And that makes it a 3-2 advantage.
Good morning, good sir. How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are y'all today?
We're doing excellent, except for the fact that the Rangers have fallen into a spiral of sadness that I'm not sure how to get them out of.
Hey, I hate to say it, but there's a few ball clubs that are in that mode right now. They just got to battle and get their butts on out of there.
Will, I look at your 1997 Texas Ranger team, and you guys had made the playoffs, and then after that you guys make the playoffs again. But I'm looking at the season there. You guys go 77-85 and don't kind of repeat that 96 season. Can you talk about, you can talk specifically about that season and then maybe how tough it is to repeat good season after good season?
Well, the thing that you have to deal with in baseball especially is injuries. And, you know, I mean, if you can stay away from the big injuries, then you're pretty solid, and you can just, you know, let the guys play and do their things. But, you know, if you have injuries, especially to your pitching staff, then, you know, you kind of put behind the eight ball a little bit, and, you know, you got to really battle through it. And especially from an offensive standpoint, you know, if the pitchers are hurting, then the offense needs to pick it up, and then vice versa. And so, you know, the Rangers, they're doing a great job, but, you know, they've been put behind the eight ball a little bit as well.
That is whenever you're not hitting the same, though, I'm always kind of curious about this. The Rangers always seemed last year, you could rely on them putting runs on the board and making that happen. I'm just kind of curious, what changes in an off season where you go from being a great hitting team and then it just kind of disappears on you?
You know what? It's guys that are, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but guys that are like locked in over the course of a season, and you're like, oh my God, you know, this guy came through in the clutch all the time. And then next year, they're like battling through it because, you know, they don't get that clutch hit all the time. And, you know, sometimes it just switches too. I mean, baseball is not how you start. It's how you finish. And, you know, I mean, we haven't even hit the All-Star break yet. And you never know. I mean, the guys that have been scuffling a little bit for the Rangers, you know, second half of the year, they might turn it on and get those clutch hits, and all of a sudden, you know, the second half of the year, they'll make a major push.
See, Kevin, that's why I have like six or seven sheets of Will Clark cards right there.
Yes.
Because he believes in positivity. All right. That's why I'm the biggest Will Clark fan, you know.
Did we tell Will the story of I had to break my co-host's heart that he couldn't pay for all of his kids' colleges with just your rookie cards?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just the rookie cards right now, I mean, you know, you'll be able to just buy a few little mouse traps, and that's about it.
Hey, Will, I saw you talking about Ricky Henderson, and you told a story that I laughed so hard the whole time you were telling it. And I was kind of curious, A, if you could kind of regale that story a little bit, but also, like, whenever you were on the field, was it always you're having chat up conversations with guys at first base the way you did kind of with Ricky Henderson too?
So, I mean, you know, when guys got down to first base, you know, me being, you know, a first baseman and trying to pick everybody's brain, whether it be about hitting, whether it be about defense, whatever, you know, I mean, I'm trying to pick their brain and, you know, not only use the information for myself, but maybe even my teammates. And, you know, so Ricky would come down first. And first off, Ricky was absolutely a hysterical person to have down the first base because Ricky talked in the third person. So Ricky was like, hey, Thrill, Ricky here. And I go, yeah, Rick, I know. You're standing right next to me, you know. And, you know, so one day we're in spring training. And this is when I was with the Giants. So we had – you know, played Oakland a lot in spring training, 8-9 times, whatever it was. And this was one game in spring training where, I guess you want to say, La Russa wanted Canseco and McGuire to hit. And so he put the hold sign on Ricky so Ricky couldn't steal the base. And you could just see Ricky, you know, really wanted to run, and he was trying to be aggressive and all that. And so I'm baiting him. I'm like, Ricky, that's bullshit. You need to run, Ricky. You need to run. And after about two or three pitches over there, Ricky goes, hell, Thrill, Ricky gone. And so I like look in the dugout, right? And I tell everybody in the dugout, I'm like, he's running right here. So sure enough, we throw a pitch out, and Ricky slides in the second base. He's safe. And he jumps up, and he looks at me, and he bends over, and he points at me. He says, I told you, Thrill, Ricky gone, Ricky gone. I mean, just absolutely hysterical whenever you got Ricky Henderson over to first base. It was funny. It was funny. We had such a good time over there. Until this day, we're still friends.
I don't know if this is true, but the urban legend about Ricky Henderson with John Olerud, when he got to first base with John Olerud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, why do you wear that helmet? And he goes, oh, yeah, I had a brain aneurysm. And Ricky goes, no way. I played on the same team with the guy that happened to. And Olerud is like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. That's another one. And then I did not witness this one firsthand. But another first baseman that I knew real well said, hey, you got any Ricky stories? I go, yeah. And, I told him a Ricky story or two. And he goes, guess what he did me? And I go, what? He goes, they got those guys in the stands that got the signs that say, you know, like John 3:16. And he said, I was talking to Ricky at first. And he says, hey, what do you think about, you know that guy up there, you know, with that sign, John 3:16? He goes, Ricky don't know nothing about no John 3:16. He said Ricky hit 330.
Well, Will Clark that's joining awesome. Us here. We are having the All-Star game here in a few weeks in Arlington again for the first time in a long time. You made the All-Star team six times. Was there a guy that you didn't like, but then when you played with him on the All-Star team, you changed your mind about him?
You know what? As far as the All-Star games go, it wasn't I didn't like anybody. It was the fact that I had not met them, and wanted to meet them and wanted to talk to them. And so, you know, I had never met Wade Boggs, and I really wanted to talk to Wade Boggs. And so on one of our All-Star games, you know, I made it a point to seek Wade out. And, you know, all of a sudden, we got to be, like, really good friends just by, you know, me seeking him out, wanting some advice from him, wanting to know his, like, theories on hitting and stuff like that. And so for me personally, it was never a guy that I didn't like. It was always guys that I kind of admired and wanted to get advice from those guys.
Did you by chance ever get to go hunt with Wade Boggs?
I did. And, you know, oh my God. During the off season, I got invited to a hunt, and it was like a celebrity hunt for some underprivileged kids and stuff like that. And it was in Montgomery, Alabama. And so I'm with Wade Boggs, and after the hunt was over, we had a banquet that night, and we had a few beers, and we were with Davey Allison, so the NASCAR driver who had actually passed away a few years later. But Wade is, like, trashed, and he's giving Allison a hell of a time, because Allison's the one that's driving us, you know, back to the lodge. And, you know, we're running, I don't know, 80, 85 down the interstate. And he's giving him a hell of a time, like, you know, you NASCAR driver, and you don't drive worth a crap and all that sort of stuff. And all of a sudden, Allison just, I mean, he whips this freaking Suburban off the interstate. We go down in a field, and we start doing, like, donuts and 180s and everything in circles, and you can see Boggs is just white knuckled. I mean, he's got a hold of the freaking Suburban. He ain't letting go, and Allison whips it back up on the interstate, and down we go, 80 miles an hour again. And I tapped him on the shoulder. I was sitting behind him, and I go, "Please, whatever you do, do not rag on one of the best NASCAR drivers ever." Again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh my gosh. I got nervous even listening to that story, even though I know you're clearly okay.
Yeah, everything's fine now.
I mean, we're okay, and he's I mean, he's in absolute panic mode because, I mean, we're spinning out of control in this freaking field in nowhere, Alabama. And I'm like, oh, my God. But then at the same time, I was like, oh, this guy's got it completely under control. He whips it back on I-65 and down Alabama we go. And I'm like, wait. Stop messing with the guy who's like the best in his field, too.
Man, that is incredible. I know we talked some about the All-Star game, but I would really love it if we could just have you on periodically to just tell us stories. Yeah, even if it's not for any particular cause, I would love that.
you know that's the thing. I mean, you know, when you play, you know, it as long as I did, but then not only that, in the era that I played. I mean, you got some great dudes, you got some great stories, and one story leads to another, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'd love to come on from time to time and just BS and talk shop.
Are you coming down to Arlington for the All-Star game?
You know what? I am actually not available to come down there. John Blake, who's been with the Rangers forever and set up kind of this interview right here, John has invited me to come down there, and I thank John so much, but I had already had a family trip, kind of scheduled. And so I'm going to be with the family on a trip. So
you
sorry.
Enjoy that family trip. Yeah. Yeah. You deserve it. You have some fun for us. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, you guys, you know, we're doing this interview and I'm actually in, San Jose, California, with the San Francisco Giants low A ball team. And this is kind of what I do. I mean, I go around and work with the kids to make them try to be major leaguers. And when they do make it to the major leagues, then, you know, pat them on the back and tell them how proud I am of them, of making that adjustment. And, you know, it really is very satisfying for me. It's one of the things I really enjoy about, you know, staying in the game of baseball is seeing the next generation make it to the big leagues.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on with this, man.
I do have one more question, Will.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Will.
I got to meet you when I was in AAA. I went down and we were playing New Orleans, and I got to meet you in the stands, which was amazing. And I think you're doing some roving for an organization at the time. And I knew who you were because you were one of my favorite players. Well, now the kids that are playing in low A ball, obviously they weren't alive to see you play. Do they know who you are?
Some of them do not. And matter of fact, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny that you even brought that up. Yesterday, one of the kids, I'm talking about, you know, how you get your weight in through the baseball and how you drive through the baseball. And the kid's looking at me like I don't know what you're talking about. And the hitting instructor is Travis Ishikawa, who was a member of the Giants World Series teams. And so Travis said, jump in there and show him, Will. And I'm like, nah, that's okay. And we go a few swings and the kid still doesn't get it. And so Travis says that again. So I literally jumped in the cage yesterday and took like 7 swings and hit like 5 right on the screws. And I go, that's what it's supposed to look like right there. And
the kid, wow.
The kid's jaw just dropped. And Travis is like, that's what we're talking about. That's what you guys need to do. You guys need to do this. And you guys need to do that. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, it's like when I came to the Giants or when I came to the Rangers especially, I knew the history of not only, you know, baseball, but the organization. And these kids now don't know any of the history of the game that they're trying to play.
Man, awesome insight even to this day. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again soon.
guys enjoyed it and really enjoyed it. And let's do some stuff down the road. We'll tell some silly stories.
I love it.
Heck yeah. Will Clark, there you go, right here on 105.3 The Fan, the thrill indeed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.